And welcome to the Louise Fitzgerald podcast. This week we're going to chat about dating again. People are really loving the dating episodes. There is one that you might want to jump back. It doesn't matter if you don't listen to this in order. This is not a TV series. The other episode you might like to jump in and listen to is I want to meet someone and just not finding joy in the process of dating. There's also another episode of the podcast really recently that people are loving, and I think that this one is really ties into dating. I can't remember if I talk so much in specifics, but it is actually, I think it's the episode after that, when the timelines of life don't look the way we want them to. So those episodes I think will be really, really great if you're on the dating journey and, you know, you're sort of wanting to kind of dive deeper into, you know, finding that person. So I'm sure there's tons more, but I'm like literally scrolling through the podcast episodes looking now. So I wanted to chat about dating again this week, and I did another call out on Instagram. If you haven't already followed me on Instagram at louisefitzgerald.com.au, Louise Fitzgerald is way too much of a common name. That's why that's my handle. And if you're not already on there, jump on, because I often do these call outs and you can kind of vote for topics that you want covered. This week we want to chat about dating and some of the things that people are struggling with. Is this like roller coaster, the ups and downs of it, feeling positive and then, you know, losing hope and feeling like they're never going to meet someone. And also, I guess, that frustration around putting in effort, but it's like one-sided and you're not kind of getting a lot back from people. And also, you know, I guess that feeling of rejection that comes with that. So I definitely want to talk about all of this. And you know, someone else said as well, the lack of matches and feeling like, you know, it's their standards are maybe too high. And all of this I can 100% relate to. And if you haven't already, jump into the show notes. There's actually a free guide in there, 7 tips to shift your energy and mindset to attract your dream person. Jump in and download that. It's a free guide and it's going to complement everything I'm chatting about today. And then after that, I will email you. You get some tips, really, really practical tips to help you on your dating journey. So jump in and download that. I want to chat today about these topics. When you're feeling exhausted by the process, the thing that makes me so sad is seeing such amazing people and feeling like there's something wrong with them, stop like not putting themselves out there because they fear rejection or they're exhausted by this total process. And it makes me really, really sad because, you know, everyone that I work with and everyone that I chat with, I know that they're such amazing people. And the other thing that I know is that there's someone out there just like them looking for them. But if they're not out there, they're not going to find them. And the thing is that I think a lot of people sort of get into this mindset of apps aren't for me, you know, they don't like it. It's hard. And it is true. Like apps are really, really hard. And I'm not going to talk anyone into using it if they don't want to. But what I want to shed the light on a little bit is that not using apps is equally hard. So when I was single and dating, I tried both. The thing is of like trying to date, let's call it offline, is that you have to be you have to put in a lot of effort because you're having to tell everyone you know that you're single and, you know, potentially go up and chat to strangers. And so it isn't necessarily like an easier path. It's just completely different. The thing is with apps that makes it so exhausting is because we have so many more options on there. So we're dealing with like so many people and so many of them are not, I suppose, vetted in a way where you might meet people through friends. At least they're like, you know, Bob's, yeah, he's, you know, he's an accountant and he's got a kid and he's like a really great dad, and you kind of get this like backstory, and you've got people that kind of know them. The reason that online dating can be so exhausting is because you're just like literally out in the world matching with all these people, and some of them are bad seeds. Like, that is the fact. And so one of the key things that I like to teach people to do, and some of this is covered in those emails and in that free guide, is that we want to make sure we're not wasting our energy on the wrong people, so that when the right one comes along, we've got good energy for them, but also so that we're actually there. Because again, one of the things that I'll have someone come and see me like, oh, when am I going to meet someone? And that question, when, I would be like, how? Like, what's within your power? What could you be doing? And so often I say, what are you trying now? I'm not doing anything. So, this is the thing, is that unfortunately meeting people these days is a bit trickier. We have to navigate things that no one else ever before has had to. And so, like, how do you navigate that? You can't talk to your parents, you can't talk to a lot of your friends, they haven't been through it. And so you're kind of like a trailblazer, as I like to say. And who wants to be a trailblazer? I don't really want to be a trailblazer. It's hard, right? But I think the key thing is like coming back to the vision that you've got someone that you want to meet, and you're out there just doing your best to avoid wasting your energy on the wrong people. So when the right person comes along, you're actually available. So you're there, you're on apps or whatever, or you're going out, or if you want to do it in the real world, and that your energy's good, so that you are not sort of giving those one-sided answers that you hate getting, so that your energy is there and it's present. And so I think it's like, all of this boils down to a little bit of this embracing rejection, because when we can get more comfortable with that, it is so much easier to move through the shitty people. We have to not be scared of scaring people off. What happens is, though, then we're like, oh my God, there's no one left. Like, I've literally, when I was dating, was swiping through. This might not, like, I don't know if it's like a population thing, like in Australia or whatever it is, but I would literally like swipe through, Bumble, and it's like there's no matches left. Like, I think that they time you out and whatnot. And it's like, oh my God, there's no men left in the city. So I 100% understand where, people are coming from, and this person that said this to me, like, I feel like there's no one left. My standards are too high, feeling like my standards are too high. 100% no. Like, your standards are not too high. You definitely can meet someone. It's just about like weeding through all of the, as I said, the bad seeds or the people that just aren't right for you. I encourage people to just get on as many dates as you can in real life and get off the app. And does that mean you're going to meet someone instantaneously? No. But you start to get a better feel for what you like, and you get more comfortable with dating. And I think it's just like navigating that experience of like, I don't want to call it a failure, but like, let's just say like another failed date. Oh my God, like I went out and this person was no good either. Or I've just been chatting to all these people and it's just like totally unsuitable and no one's interested. And there's definitely going to be these periods where it's like there's no one around. So we have to deal with these gaps, with these moments where there isn't anyone available. And then it's so easy to then turn it around and make it about ourselves. But the key thing that I want you to take away is like, it isn't about you. It is seriously just the landscape. And if you can just keep going and know that there is someone really awesome out there just like you that is also looking for you, and don't remove yourself from the field because of those negative experiences. Embrace the rejection. I probably have like a whole podcast episode on this and articles on this, but I talk about embracing rejection. You're creating space for someone new to come along. Like, there's no point wasting 3 months of your life with someone unsuitable just because it feels more comfortable that there is someone there. But if they're not suitable, then it's like you're not out there and available for the right one. So it's like getting out there, meeting as many people as you can. And if someone, you intuitively feel like someone is wasting your time or they're not giving you energy, you can even like call them out on it too. Like, and if they are decent, they're going to be like, check themselves and start putting in more effort, or you'll scare them off. But again, we need to get into this space of like, I am willing to scare people off, because the quicker I do, then I'm not wasting my energy. You only have finite amount of energy, and you don't want to be wasting it on other people. So yeah, I mean, I could go on and on and on. I'm sure there's going to be other episodes on this. And so please write and let me know like what other areas that you want covered. Download that guide. It's in the show notes and it's going to go into like more detail. It's going to give you actual like actions and activities so that you feel accountable and you can start to shift your energy. And so then you, this is the other thing I don't talk about, but like when you shift your energy, so you are not in a place of like, there's no one available and your mind is like, there's so many great people out there, I'm amazing. You are then going to like energetically pull in those amazing people. And this is those times too, where you may have your friends, you know, unconsciously shift this energy in you, sense this shift in energy in you, and then like set you up. Like this is where energy plays a part, where it's just like, it's hard to explain, but doing these things, doing these seven tips, you might be like, oh, I'm not really sure if this is doing anything, but shifting your energy is going to help you repel the bad ones. We want to do that. And then we're going to attract the good ones. And is the good one, you know, when I say the good ones, does this mean, yes, the magical right person for you? No, but you're going to get on far more better dates. Like right before I met, I'm like going on this podcast when I was about to round it up, but right before I met Ray, my husband, I was having so many more good dates. Like I don't really remember at the end having shitty dates before I met Ray, like toward the end of it. I was, you know, feeling I was in such a good space and I was just going on quick dates with people and I was getting to know them and I wasn't putting pressure on it. And yeah, like it was just such a much more enjoyable period of dating. And so, yes, they were like better matches. And then eventually, like the person that I was like, hey, this is my person, they came along in the mix of that too. So yeah, anyways, share this with your single friends. Share them that guide as well. Be accountable with each other. Shift the way that you're approaching things, your mindset, your energy, and then move forward with that brand new energy and let me know how you go. So yeah, share this episode with your friends, share the guide with your friends, write and let me know anything else you would love me to cover, and I will chat to you on the next episode.